Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. Hard to make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Bringing hearts and light of rain. But it won't let up, go away. It won't be long, cause we've all seen brighter days. Not alone, cause I'm just one call away. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just. You got the whole world on your shoulders. You try to walk with it, but you stumble and fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're bringing hearts to your knees, don't feel a thing. Won't fool this masquerade. If there's a God, why won't he help me through the pain? The reason why is to make a stronger man. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just for right now.
Twitter.com/ /Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, across the web. This is your platform for black education, black inspiration, black edification, and black empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled An Unimaginable Nightmare on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All praises due to Allah. That title in itself is worth repeating. This show today is titled An Unimaginable Nightmare on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. For those of you who may not know the location of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this is the street and address of the White House, the halls of American power and government. So, we titled the show that because so much breaking news has been going on in the last few days. So many things have been going on via geo-posturing, via economics, via racial tensions to build up not only in America but in Europe. We're seeing the willful ignorance and ignoring of blatant racism from Europe into Africa. We're seeing this from America in Africa and Asia. And so many things are bringing these things about to show the world who is the greatest stumbling block to peace. This is to show the world who is the mischief maker and the bloodshedder. This is true. And brothers and sisters, you have to bear with me. I'm out of breath a little bit. I'm thirsty. My mouth is dry. I've been at martial arts class all morning long, me and my daughter and my son. So we're hopping to it to do the show. We want no excuses. We want to talk to you about these things. And we want to share with you the time and what's going on and what must be done, okay? So from time to time, I'm going to stop and drink me some water, all right? I'm still sweaty, but here I am right here before you all. Now listen, there is a breakdown politically within America. There's a breakdown politically within America's organizations internationally. There's a breakdown economically within America, and there's a breakdown economically within the world, according to America and Europe, internationally. I ask these people these questions often, and it is not through arrogance. It's because I want to have an honest discussion with you, and I want an honest answer. Why are all of these things, all of these trials, all of these tribulations, all of these snares that is catching America, that are catching America, that are catching Europe, that are catching and breaking all of the levers of power, economically, politically, geopolitically, whatsoever you may call it, why are they taking place now? Why didn't they not take place 40 years ago? Why did they not take place 80 years ago? Again, the reason I ask you these things is because what we need to do is we have to look at things in their proper perspective, in their proper place. Because things happen in the time that has been allotted to them. And so these things that are happening now happens in this time that was allotted for the judgment to take place in America. And the judgment to grab hold to the Western world and bring it to its knees. Because it was 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. And all of these things, the market meltdown, the market turmoil, the breakup in international trade, right? The global chest thumping of who is the baddest, right? The rising up of nations against Western arrogance and hubris, the turning of allies to enemies. All of these things were prophesied. All of these things were foretold, whether in the Bible and the Holy Quran, but they were made known and manifested by the last and the greatest messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You cannot turn away from this. We've often read these things in these books. I've let you hear him say these things on clips. You can't shun the truth. What America is looking at is a very, very polarizing event. It is the breaking up of her power, of her authority, of her ability to project fear on other nations. You understand where we are in this? Look, everywhere you look now, everybody is calling out and telling you that there is no if but when, right? They're telling you this 20 years ago, and not even 20 years ago, I remember having a conversation with a family member, and I was trying to talk to them. They were a Freemason, and I was breaking down their Freemasonry and all of that stuff, and they sat quietly, and they bore witness, and I was doing this in front of other family members because they like to try to, you know, look down on you. And so one day, as we're teaching on these things, and I start talking about the collapse of America and how the dollar would be brought down and how America would be brought to her knees in abject poverty. And I remember his words to me is that, and listen, he got French then. He became a Frenchman then, because when I started talking about America and her prosperity and her wealth being taken from her, it was no longer I or you or me. It was we. We too strong for that. Our dollar never falls. This is what they're saying. Because they have been brainwashed into believing that America, you know what, and let me say this, they have been brainwashed so much into America's beliefs, so much so that they believe it harder than the people who are playing the tricks on them. Isn't that something? This is how our mindset, we have been brainwashed into believing that America can fall. We've been brainwashed in believing that we can build a better society if we demand that America treat us as equals, which they will never do. You see that it's getting worse by the day. What's going on in America is the manifestation of prophecy. I know you guys are tired of hearing me say this, but I have to tell you the truth. I have to give it to you. Like they say on the streets, I have to give it to you 100. I got to do it like that. I can't give you this with a chaser. I got to give it to you raw, undiluted. Whether you accept it or whether you reject it, that's up to you. But the fact still remains that you are living in the fall of America. This is real. Here's an article right here. Listen. This is on, Salon, S-A-L-O-N. This is a major magazine, major newspaper. And what they're trying to tell you is that the economy is doing good. Right? They're talking about we're having the greatest expansion in American history. They put all this fluff there, right? They don't tell you that this expansion, this so-called greatest expansion in American history, this is what Trump doesn't tell you. It's fueled by debt. How in the hell can you prosper when you are constantly ensnared in debt? Huh? Again, we use an example. An analogy. If you lived your life based on the debt cycle and everything that you got pushed you further and further into debt, and you became so entrenched in debt that there was a mathematical impossibility for you to pay back your debt to the people that you are in debt to, do you believe that they will continue lending to you? Do you believe that you could still fuel that lifestyle? Huh? Well, if common sense tells you that you can't do it, then common sense tell you that no nation can do it. You understand? So, in the Salon article, and listen to the title, the end really is near. Or what? Why didn't they say that 30 years ago? Why are they talking about the end coming now? Huh? And being very near. It says, the end is near. A play-by-play of the coming, so it's on its way, economic collapse. So this nightmare that America has been pushing off, she's been kicking the can down the road. We finally hit a dead end alley, and she can no longer put off the inevitable because the debt cycle has increased exponentially with America's spending. You understand? Let's just check out the article a little bit, okay? We won't read all. I just want to read, and I just looked at it, so I'm going to be new to this just like you, okay? So it says, recoveries generally don't die of old age. So what's going to kill ours? Five economists call it like they see it. Since June 2009, the pit of one of the biggest recessions in American history, the U.S. economy has been growing, slowly but steadily. Well, how has it been growing? Through debt. So there's no growth. That's an illusion. How the hell can you be prosperous and rich? You might have clothes on. You might be driving a Mercedes. You might have a house in the hill, but it is on a debt-fueled expansion. You understand? And sooner or later, somebody's going to clip the credit card. Somebody's going to reject your application for more credit, right? Okay, let's go further. That's just over 9 years of uninterrupted growth. If the good times roll for another year, and most economists expect they will, this expansionary period will go down as the longest ever in American history, surpassing the 120-month-long period during the 90s tech boom, which was another bubble, right? And we know what happened with the, when it went bust, right? Okay, let's go further. There's precedence for unprecedented growth. It always ends. The economy, of course, moves in cycles. And no matter how you slice it, it would seem there's only so much more climbing before a fall. But what will set it off? What will set off a downturn? How bad will it be? And when will it actually happen? To answer these questions and more, Salon consulted with five economists, three of whom, Peter Schiff, Stephen King, and Dean Baker, predicted the 2008 financial crisis before it hit. Now, so, I want to ask you, and I can read more, but I'm going to stop right there for a minute because I want to get to a point here. All right? Now, in here this is, there's precedence for unprecedented growth. What is the precedence for unprecedented growth? It always ends. The economy, of course, moves in cycles. And since this is a debt-fueled economy, and since this is a debt-based system, not just in America, but globally, it consumes, the way it expands is to produce more debt. People are born into debt. You die in debt. This is the way, this is what the beast does. Right? And now that it is reaching for more corners of the world to try to put in debt so that it can fuel the debt-based system at home. This is why you hear the rattling of the war. Okay? So it says, and no matter how you slice it, so you mean no matter how I try to put shoes on a pig and lipstick on a pig, it's still going to be a pig? Listen to this. And no matter how you slice it, it would seem there's only so much more climbing before a fall. So, they are expecting a fall. This is something that you should be expecting also. America is under a tremendous burden, black man and black woman. I want you to understand something. She's hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, right? She has budget deficits monthly. 63 billion, listen to me good, in trade deficits monthly. Do you understand that's tens of billions of dollars stacked upon already hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars? She is officially close to $22 trillion in debt, with $40 to $60 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Hundreds of trillions of dollars off budget debt and quadrillions in derivative debt. Do you see this nightmare? This is what they don't want you to look at because it's scary as hell. It'll make Jason and Freddy Krueger look very, very minuscule. You understand? Because they understand what's going on. Think about this. How in the world can America succeed? How can she survive? How can she progress forward? We're not talking about 30 years down the line. We're talking about out of the situation that she is in now, with debt unheard of. Do you know, I was reading an article the other day, and it was an updated article from a few months ago, and it shocked me. Well, it shocked me, but didn't shock me at the same time, because the service of debt, and I remember I said it on one show, and I was quoting an article, that America to service her debt. She was paying $500 billion, right, to service her debt. And then an article I was reading last night, which was an updated version of that, said that America is paying close to $1 trillion to service the debt. Now, mind you, this is not the newly accrued debt that happens on a monthly and bi-quarterly basis. This is just for old debt. You understand? And even more so, she's buying up her own security bonds to try to hide inflation and mask an economic tsunami or volcanic eruption that is shaking the ground. You understand? There's no way out of this for her. This is the thing that she must see. And let me go to the Bible. We're going to play some clips, but you guys bear with me. Please be patient with your brother, okay? I'm trying to find. Okay, here we go. Here we go right here. I want you to pay close attention to this, all right? Because this is something that's needed for you about the fall of America. All right? Excuse me, brothers and sisters. Dog, I dropped the book. Hold on one second. I was looking so hard I dropped the book. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. Get your brother. Be patient with your brother. Don't be mad at me, okay? All right? Y'all, I make mistakes too, brothers and sisters, so don't get mad at me, okay? But I want you to understand where we are in prophecy. Man, there's so many things I'm looking at. I picked the book up, so many things I want to address. But listen to this. Isaiah. All right? Let me drink a little water real quick. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne. Hold up, stop right there. But America had once been the undisputed crown global hegemon, right? Right? Even our own people refer to America in the feminine arena when they say, she, America, Lady Liberty, America the Great, she, right? So the book is talking about something that is described in a feminine way. And it says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. Uh-oh. Why should she sit on the ground? There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, excuse me. And it says, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Remember, America was looked upon as the place to be around the world. Education, she was. Everybody would flock to America to get in her universities and colleges, right? Everybody would flock to America because of her so-called wealth, her perceived, I should say, her perceived wealth, right? Everybody would flock to America because they thought that the American dream was real and it was attainable for everybody, right? And now what they're looking at is this whore, this harlot with no makeup on. They're realizing that that woman that you thought had the big booty, once she pulled her skirt up, she had on flabby rubber underbottoms that made it look like she had a butt. She's infested with all types of economic venereal disease, right? Is that not right? And so the nations are pulling back, and they're seeing her unmasked. They're seeing her without the mascara, the eyeliner, the blush, and all of those things. And they see that she's a very ugly lady now. And so she no longer has the throne of power on the globe. Look at her being challenged at the UN. Look at her being, that's our own organization. Look at the nations challenging her economically. Look at them rising up against her politically. Even our allies have become enemies to her in this day and time. There is no throne for her anymore. She just can't sit perched upon top of the nations and say, I am and there is none other. Because now she's crumbling. Her dollar base is crumbling. Her economic base is gone. Her manufacturing base is gone. Right? She produces movies and guns and madness. That's it. And the nations are starting to awaken. And now they're looking at her. And what looked as a throne is now more like an arid desert that she's sitting in. There's nothing there. They understand that she has wiped out all possibilities of life returning or wealth returning under her rule. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you to listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino as he talks about what he saw in the Sunday market. And then we're going to go after that and come right back to him and let you hear what he has to say about, I think it was on a Monday or two, on a Monday market. But pay close attention to what he says, okay? Because today we're going to play some Mannarino and we're going to play some Peter Schiff, because these two were two of the biggest proponents and backers of Trump. And I was telling you, they will be greatly disappointed, because nothing can stop prophecy. You understand? The white man thought he had a glimmer of hope with Trump, because Trump was telling them what they wanted to hear. And now those who have the insight to the economic markets are frustrated, dejected, and feeling abandoned by the person that they put all their faith in, because not even Trump can stop the bum rush of what's coming. Listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino, and we're going on the next side of this clip here, we're going to go back to Scripture, all right, and we're going to see how America has fallen. So pay close attention. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino, here on a Sunday, a very rare event, sitting before you, unshaven, wearing what appears to be a Starfleet uniform. Well, guess what? I'm going to clue you in on something. This is a Starfleet uniform. So why on earth, or, you know, where no man has gone before, would Gregory Mannarino be sitting here on a Sunday, unshaven, wearing a Starfleet uniform? Because, people, frankly, we need to stop the madness. It's really the truth. I couldn't even wait to do a video or include what I'm about to tell you tomorrow. I had to get this out now because it's frankly unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable what we just found out here. And I've just got a couple of things I want to read to you. You know, I'm just fishing around here online, and a couple of things just catching my attention, and here are just a couple. The Treasury Department, this is incredible. Sit down if you're not sitting down for this, or if you happen to have a Starfleet uniform, go get it, put it on, because this is really just, again, where no man has gone before. Or woman, for that matter. The Treasury Department cuts bank taxes by announcing financial services don't include banking. Okay, net result is, has the effect of cutting taxes being paid by the banks. Did you hear what I just said? I am certain that our president, who plays 5D chess or has a real plan here, signed off on this. How is this helping the average guy or the average girl? By giving the banks a tax break, by stating that financial services do not include banking. I don't know. Again, I'm sitting here in a Starfleet uniform, so there's something off up here. Help me out here with that one. How about this? U.S. spending on its interest now hits an all-time high as our budget deficit soars to nearly $700 billion. Well, that's bringing the Federal Reserve right to the forefront. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Now, a lot of you seem to believe this is a good thing. That, you know, President Trump's master plan is to borrow into oblivion, and then all of a sudden, you know, he'll let us in on his plan here that is being speculated on by, I don't know, a bunch of websites that are brainwashing people, because here's the effect right here. And this is what really prompted me to sit here, unshaven, on a Sunday, wearing a Starfleet uniform. Consumer debt yet again hit another record high. And what is the effect of this? More Americans are applying for bankruptcy or filing bankruptcy than we've ever seen. So how is, and it's actually hurting older Americans, which I found actually somewhat surprising, a little bit. I had to sit back and ponder it, why this would be affecting older Americans to such a degree. But understand, look, the system is toxic. You all know that. Some of you believe that this is a grand plan. But the grand plan thus far, 569 days into President Trump's presidency, is hurting the average guy and the average girl, and bringing world central banks, our central bank, the Fed, right to the top of that pyramid, like I've been explaining to you. And now we find out that the Treasury Department, his Treasury Department, is going to make it easier for these banks to pay less taxes. Well, like I said earlier, and there are some who are going to get their feelings hurt here, and frankly, I don't give a damn. Because if you sincerely believe that there is a grand plan here and Trump is playing 5D chess, you really should find a good psychiatrist to talk to. You can speculate and think all you want, but look at what's going on here. It is frankly unbelievable. Anyway, I hope you found some of this interesting. Because people, look, we have to stop this. I can't stress this enough. Candidate Trump, like I spoke about in a tweet I did, I think, yesterday, this guy had it right. He said that debts and deficits were out of control and promised to stop the madness then. He also made it as plain can be that he believed at that time that the Federal Reserve was rigging the market so President Obama would just look good. But how did this all just slip the mind of now President Trump? Candidate Trump was a completely different man than President Trump here. And yes, I will concede that he has done some good things for our country. But isn't that the job of the president? What has he done that's so special here? And if you look at what I just went over and just watch this video again, unless you know you don't want to hear these things because it's the truth, well, I don't know what to tell you then, but nothing here, especially that has developed over the last couple of days, on top of everything else that I've been discussing, is helping the average guy or the average girl, with bankruptcies now soaring, with consumer debt now at a new all-time record high deficits, and now banks are going to get a break on their taxes. Well, if that sounds like a grand plan to you or 3D chess to you, you got a problem. See you tomorrow.
Woe to thee that spoileth, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealeth treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. This is what you see going on with America and her allies. This is what you see going on in the political arena and the economic arena. And this is what you see going on with these currency manipulations and depreciations, because there's a war going on. Most of you are unaware that World War III is underway. This is the war of Armageddon. All of what you see taking place right now has its root in the war of Armageddon. And now America is so tied into these other nations, when she does something, there's a great blowback effect to herself, right? To her allies. There's a great blowback effect to this. She must receive that of which she's given. You understand what I'm saying? So, the book says, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Now, what you see going on here is God breaking a bank. He breaking a bank. The wealth that these white people are storing up, and I got to just be 100 about it, that's coming to you. The silver, that's coming to you. If you look in Scripture, look. And brothers and sisters, please do this. Don't be lazy. Do this. Go look at the history of Moses. And go and see what God told Moses to tell his people before they came out of Egypt. They went and borrowed gold and silver. Right? They went and did that. Because it was the time for them to come out. They had to be paid for the labor of their ancestors and for them. Are you understand? So God is breaking America's will. He's breaking her power right now. right now. Oh, black man and black woman. It's something else when you can see these things. Let's go a little further. I mean, it's just something. The book says in Jeremiah, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and a delicate woman. The shepherds with their flock shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. What is he talking about? The next verse tells you what he means by shepherds pitching their tents around this woman or this daughter of Zion. It says, prepare ye war against her. And let us go up at noon. Woe unto us. For the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. Look what's going on. Look what's going on. There's an economic war going on, and it is destroying the stability of the number one pillar of white supremacy, the number one pillar of American influence and American power. What is it? The dollar. Right? The U.S. dollar. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says, excessive use of dollar by U.S. can make others trade in national currencies because she's pushing the nations to the brink. Right? Erdogan of Turkey says we're going to trade with our Eastern partners and our African partners in national currencies. Right? This is what's going on. This is death by a thousand cuts. This is bringing the empire to its knees. Right? Oh, do you understand, brothers and sisters? Listen, I'm talking to you to try to show you that what is going on here cannot be undone. This stuff has been ordained. This stuff must take place to free you. This must take place to free not just you, but the entire world from the grips of the Anglo. Because they're everywhere. The influence is everywhere now. And it must be removed. And how do you remove the influence? Right? You move the attraction of their power. You destroy their economies. You go to work and destroy their currencies. The value of their currencies. And you pitch them against one another in a trade war. Muhammad says, this is what is going on now. God goes to work to break their trade. This is what's going on, right? Huh? If they're having currency war, if they're sanctioning each other, if they're forming new alliances, what the hell is going on if it ain't the breaking of the trade of the whole world? You understand? Scripture. Again. Dollar is being rejected and isolated. America is being rejected and isolated. The nations are jumping up against America. She's becoming more and more isolated. This is why we can go right back to the rise and fall of the Christian rest. It is in fall of America, and it's in the message to the black man. This is one of those chapters that you must read, okay? And to me, the first 2.5 paragraphs says it all. And notice the title, because the reason I want you to pay your close attention to these things, because sometimes things are strategically placed for you to ponder over, not just to look over and keep going, for you to give thought, to look into, to break down, you know, to analyze, and to weigh with the weight of truth. So in this book titled Message to the Black Man, as we talk about a fall of America that is taking place, it's a chapter titled Rise and Fall of the Christian West. Muhammad tells us, why did he call it the Christian West? Because the white man uses a filthy religion called Christianity, and he tries to shield himself behind that filthy religion that he named Christianity. But we, the Muslims, are the true Christians and the true followers of Christ, the Crusher, all right? So I want to get that out for you Christians who are listening. In reality, you coming home soon when you see what's coming on this beast, because this beast sees an unimaginable nightmare up there, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He knows he can't pay for his debt. He knows he can't pay his way in the future. He knows these things, and that's why he's setting the entire world in battle array, because he's saying, if I can't rule, I'm killing everybody. That's his mind. That's why he's deploying weapons. That's why he's thumping his chest. That's why he's provoking the nations to war. He wants any justification to light that match of war. You understand? So in this chapter, Rise and Fall of the Christian West, Messenger Elijah Muhammad writes, the fall of America is now visible and understandable. Stop right there. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when Elijah Muhammad was saying this, it wasn't as clear and understandable. So when he wrote this thing, he wrote this for a time when it would be clear and understandable. He foresaw something that the people sitting around him couldn't see. Because at the time, America was the dominant power. Her currency was accepted without argument. And no nation, large or small, would buck up against her openly for fear of imperial reprisal. So Muhammad is talking about a time. What time? The time that you see right now. Right? When her dollar is being discarded. When her influence is being shunned. When her comfort is being rejected. When her presence is being loathed internationally. And when her economy is in decline. Right? The fall of America. What is the fall of America? Huh? We're going to tie this in to something as I'm reading this. So that you can understand. See, I have to make you understand these things. Therefore, and Brother Jerry, I'll get you in the... Just keep your hand up, brother. Okay? Let's go to page 87 again, to the decline of the dollar. Fall of America. We're tying this into this chapter. Then we're going to play some clips, and you're going to understand what is going on. And all of this is prophecy. This is God breaking Pharaoh's hand. This is God helping Moses and his people out of bondage. This is what's going on, black man and black woman. This is God breaking the international stranglehold that America and the Western world has on everybody. So listen. Muhammad says, and I'm not going through the first part of Decline of the Dollar. I'm down to paragraph 3 and 4. And it is very important because it ties right into Rise and Fall of America. And I mean, it's just coming to me, but you know how Allah leaves us on the air. So listen to this. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value of silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. Listen to this. This is the number one fall, and it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Stop right there. Rewind. But today, so it wasn't happening, it was underway as Muhammad was speaking, but it wasn't as clear as you can see it today. So he was talking about a time when it would be crystal clear. Right? And he says, but today, the...
Blog Talk Radio.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. Hard to make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Bringing hard from light of rain. But it won't let up, go away. It won't be long, cause we've all seen brighter days. Not alone, cause I'm just one call away. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just. You up.
like you got the whole world on your shoulders. You try to walk with it, but you stumble and fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're praying hard, so your knees don't feel a thing. And your smile won't fool this masquerade. If there's a God, why won't he help me through the pain? The reason why is to make us stronger men. So don't forget when life brings down. It won't last forever, it's just for right now. Everything will turn back, oh, back around. So you don't have to stay on, you don't gotta stay on the ground. I'll pick you up.
Racism from Europe into Africa.
We're seeing this from America and Africa and Asia. And so many things are bringing these things about to show the world who is the greatest stumbling block to peace. This is to show the world who is the mischief maker in the bloodshed, the bloodshed. This is true. And brothers and sisters, you have to bear with me. I'm out of breath a little bit. I'm thirsty. My mouth is dry. I've been at martial arts class all morning long, me and my daughter and my son. So we're hopping to it to do the show. We want no excuses. We want to talk to you about these things. And we want to share with you the time and what's going on and what must be done, okay? So from time to time, I'm going to stop and drink me some water. All right? I'm still sweaty, but here I am right here before you all. Now listen. There is a breakdown politically within America. There's a breakdown politically within America's organizations internationally. There's a breakdown economically within America, and there's a breakdown economically within the world, according to America and Europe, internationally. I ask these people these questions often. And it is not through arrogance. It's because I want to have an honest discussion with you, and I want an honest answer. Why are all of these things, all of these trials, all of these tribulations, all of these snares that is catching America, that are catching America, that are catching Europe, that are catching and breaking all of the levers of power, economically, politically, geopolitically, whatsoever you may call it, why are they taking place now? Why didn't they not take place 40 years ago? Why did they not take place 80 years ago? Again, the reason I ask you these things is because what we need to do is we have to look at things in their proper perspective, in their proper place. Because things happen in the time that has been allotted to them. And so these things that are happening now happens in this time that was allotted for the judgment to take place in America, and the judgment to grab hold to the Western world and bring it to its knees, because it was 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. And all of these things, the market meltdown, the market turmoil, the breakup in international trade, right? The global chest thumping of who is the baddest, right? The rising up of nations against Western arrogance and hubris. The turning of allies to enemies. All of these things were prophesied. All of these things were foretold, whether in the Bible and the Holy Quran, but they were made known and manifested by the last and the greatest messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You cannot turn away from this. We've often read these things in these books. I've let you hear him say these things on clips. You can't shun the truth. What America is looking at is a very, very polarizing event. It is the breaking up of her power, of her authority, of her ability to project fear on other nations. You understand where we are in this? Look, everywhere you look now, everybody is calling out and telling you that there is no if but when, right? They're telling you this 20 years ago. And not even 20 years ago, I remember having a conversation with a family member. And I was trying to talk to them. They were a Freemason, and I was breaking down their Freemasonry and all of that stuff. And they sat quietly, and they bore witness. And I was doing this in front of other family members because they like to try to, you know, look down on you. And so one day, as we're teaching on these things, and I start talking about the collapse of America, and how the dollar would be brought down, and how America would be brought to her knees in abject poverty. And I remember his words to me is that, oh, and listen, he got French then. He became a Frenchman then, because when I started talking about America and her prosperity and her wealth being taken from her, it was no longer I or you or me. It was we. We too strong for that. Oh, our dollar never falls. This is what they're saying. Because they have been brainwashed into believing that America, you know what, and let me say this, they have been brainwashed so much into America's beliefs, so much so that they believe it harder than the people who are playing the tricks on them. Isn't that something? This is how our mindset, we have been brainwashed into believing that America can't fall. We've been brainwashed in believing that we can build a better society if we demand that America treat us as equals, which they will never do. You see that it's getting worse by the day. What's going on in America is the manifestation of prophecy. I know you guys are tired of hearing me say this, but I have to tell you the truth. I have to give it to you. Like they say on the streets, I have to give it to you 100. I got to do it like that. I can't give you this with a chaser. I got to give it to you raw, undiluted. Whether you accept it or whether you reject it, that's up to you. But the fact still remains that you are living in the fall of America. This is real. Here's an article right here. Listen. This is on, Salon, S-A-L-O-N. This is a major magazine, major newspaper. And what they're trying to tell you is that the economy is doing good. Right? They're talking about we're having the greatest expansion in American history. They put all this fluff there, right? They don't tell you that this expansion, this so-called greatest expansion in American history, this is what Trump doesn't tell you. It's fueled by debt. How in the hell can you prosper when you are constantly ensnared in debt? Huh? Again, we use an example. An analogy. If you lived your life based on the debt cycle and everything that you got pushed you further and further into debt, and you became so entrenched in debt that there was a mathematical impossibility for you to pay back your debt to the people that you are in debt to, do you believe that they will continue lending to you? Do you believe that you could still fuel that lifestyle? Huh? Well, if common sense tells you that you can't do it, then common sense tell you that no nation can do it. You understand? So, in the Salon article, and listen to the title, the end really is near. Or what? Why didn't they say that 30 years ago? Why are they talking about the end coming now? Huh? And being very near. It says, the end is near. A play-by-play of the coming, so it's on its way, economic collapse. So this nightmare that America has been pushing off, she's been kicking the can down the road. We finally hit a dead end alley, and she can no longer put off the inevitable because the debt cycle has increased exponentially with America's spending. You understand? Let's just check out the article a little bit, okay? We won't read all. I just want to read, and I just looked at it, so I'm going to be new to this just like you, okay? So it says, recoveries generally don't die of old age. So what's going to kill ours? Five economists call it like they see it. Since June 2009, the pit of one of the biggest recessions in American history, the U.S. economy has been growing, slowly but steadily. Well, how has it been growing? Through debt. So there's no growth. That's an illusion. How the hell can you be prosperous and rich? You might have clothes on. You might be driving a Mercedes. You might have a house in the hill, but it is on a debt-fueled expansion. You understand? And sooner or later, somebody's going to clip the credit card. Somebody's going to reject your application for more credit, right? Okay, let's go further. That's just over 9 years of uninterrupted growth. If the good times roll for another year, and most economists expect they will, this expansionary period will go down as the longest ever in American history, surpassing the 120-month-long period during the 90s tech boom, which was another bubble, right? And we know what happened when it went bust, right? Okay, let's go further. There's precedence for unprecedented growth. It always ends. The economy, of course, moves in cycles. And no matter how you slice it, it would seem there's only so much more climbing before a fall. But what will set it off? What will set off a downturn? How bad will it be? And when will it actually happen? To answer these questions and more, Salon consulted with five economists, three of whom, Peter Schiff, Stephen King, and Dean Baker, predicted the 2008 financial crisis before it hit. Now, so I want to ask you, and I can read more, but I'm going to stop right there for a minute because I want to get to a point here. All right? Now, in here that says there's precedence for unprecedented growth. What is the precedence for unprecedented growth? It always ends. The economy, of course, moves in cycles. And since this is a debt-fueled economy, and since this is a debt-based system, not just in America, but globally, it consumes, the way it expands is to produce more debt. People are born into debt. You die in debt. This is the way, this is what the beast does. Right? And now that it is reaching for more corners of the world to try to put in debt so that it can fuel the debt-based system at home. This is why you hear the rattlings of war. Okay? So it says, and no matter how you slice it, so you mean no matter how I try to put shoes on a pig and lipstick on a pig, it's still going to be a pig? Listen to this. And no matter how you slice it, it would seem there's only so much more climbing before a fall. So, they are expecting a fall. This is something that you should be expecting also. America is under a tremendous burden, black man and black woman. I want you to understand something. She's hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, right? She has budget deficits monthly, 63, 83, 53 billion, listen to me good, in trade deficits monthly. Do you understand that's tens of billions of dollars stacked upon already hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars? She is officially close to $22 trillion in debt, with $40 to $60 trillion in unfunded liabilities, hundreds of trillions of dollars off budget debt, and quadrillions in derivative debt. Do you see this nightmare? This is what they don't want you to look at, because it's scary as hell. It'll make Jason and Freddy Krueger look very, very minuscule. You understand? Because they understand what's going on. Think about this. How in the world can America succeed? How can she survive? How can she progress forward? We're not talking about 30 years down the line. We're talking about out of the situation that she is in now, with debt unheard of. Do you know, I was reading an article the other day, and it was an updated article from a few months ago, and it shocked me. Well, it shocked me, but didn't shock me at the same time. Because the service of debt, and I remember I said it on one show, and I was quoting an article, that America, to service her debt, she was paying $500 billion, right, to service her debt. And then an article I was reading last night, which was an updated version of that, said that America is paying close to $1 trillion to service the debt. Now, mind you, this is not the newly accrued debt that happens on a monthly and bi-quarterly basis. This is just for old debt. You understand? And even more so, she's buying up her own security bonds to try to hide inflation and mask an economic tsunami or volcanic eruption that is shaking the ground. You understand? There's no way out of this for her. This is the thing that she must see. And let me go to the Bible. We're going to play some clips, but you guys bear with me. Please be patient with your brother, okay? I'm trying to find. Okay, here we go. Here we go right here. I want you to pay close attention to this, all right? Because this is something that's needed for you about the fall of America, all right? Excuse me, brothers and sisters. Doggone, I dropped the book. Hold on one second. I was looking so hard, I dropped the book. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. Get your brother. Be patient with your brother. Don't be mad at me, okay? All right? I make mistakes too, brothers and sisters, so don't get mad at me, okay? But I want you to understand where we are in prophecy. Man, there's so many things I'm looking at. I picked the book up, so many things I want to address. But listen to this. Isaiah. All right? Let me drink a little water real quick. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. sit on the ground. There is no throne. Hold up, stop right there. But America had once been the undisputed crown global hegemon, right? Right? Even our own people refer to America in the feminine arena when they say, she, America, Lady Liberty, America the Great, she, right? So the book is talking about something that is described in a feminine way. And it says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. Uh-oh. Why should she sit on the ground? There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, excuse me. And it says, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Remember, America was looked upon as the place to be around the world. Education, she was. Everybody would flock to America to get in her universities and colleges, right? Everybody would flock to America because of her so-called wealth, her perceived wealth, right? Everybody would flock to America because they thought that the American dream was real and it was attainable for everybody, right? And now what they're looking at is this whore, this harlot with no makeup on. They're realizing that that woman that you thought had the big booty, once she pulled the skirt up, she had on flabby rubber underbottoms that made it look like she had a butt. She's infested with all types of economic venereal disease, right? Is that not right? And so the nations are pulling back, and they're seeing her unmasked. They're seeing her without the mascara, the eyeliner, the blush, and all of those things. And they see that she's a very ugly lady now. And so she no longer has the throne of power on the globe. Look at her being challenged at the UN. Look at her being, that's our own organization. Look at the nations challenging her economically. Look at them rising up against her politically. Even our allies have become enemies to her in this day and time. There is no throne for her anymore. She just can't sit perched upon top of the nations and say, I am and there is none other. Because now she's crumbling. Her dollar base is crumbling. Her economic base is gone. Her manufacturing base is gone. Right? She produces movies and guns and madness. That's it. And the nations are starting to awaken. And now they're looking at her. And what looked as a throne is now more like a arid desert that she's sitting in. There's nothing there. They understand that she has wiped out all possibilities of life returning or wealth returning under her rule. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you to listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino as he talks about what he saw in the Sunday market. And then we're going to go after that and come right back to him and let you hear what he has to say about, I think it was on a Monday or two, on a Monday market. But pay close attention to what he says, okay? Because today we're going to play some Mannarino and we're going to play some Peter Schiff, because these two were two of the biggest proponents and backers of Trump. And I was telling you, they will be greatly disappointed, because nothing can stop prophecy. You understand? The white man thought he had a glimmer of hope with Trump because Trump was telling them what they wanted to hear. And now those who have the insights to the economic markets are frustrated, dejected, and feeling abandoned by the person that they put all their faith in, because not even Trump can stop the bum rush of what's coming. Listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino, and we're going to, on the next side of this clip here, we're going to go back to Scripture, all right, and we're going to see how America has fallen. So pay close attention. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino, here on a Sunday, a very rare event, sitting before you, unshaven, wearing what appears to be a Starfleet uniform. Well, guess what? I'm going to clue you in on something. This is a Starfleet uniform. So why on earth, or, you know, where no man has gone before, would Gregory Mannarino be sitting here on a Sunday, unshaven, wearing a Starfleet uniform? Because people, frankly, we need to stop the madness. It's really the truth. I couldn't even wait to do a video or include what I'm about to tell you tomorrow. I had to get this out now because it's frankly unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable what we just found out here. And I'm just got a couple of things I want to read to you. You know, I'm just fishing around here online, and a couple of things just catching my attention. And here is just a couple. The Treasury Department. This is incredible. Sit down if you're not sitting down for this, or if you happen to have a Starfleet uniform, go get it, put it on, because this is really just, again, where no man has gone before. Or woman, for that matter. The Treasury Department cuts bank taxes by announcing financial services don't include banking. Okay, net result is, has the effect of cutting taxes being paid by the banks. Did you hear what I just said? I am certain that our president, who plays 5D chess or has a real plan here, signed off on this. How is this helping the average guy or the average girl? By giving the banks a tax break. By stating that financial services do not include banking. I don't know. Again, I'm sitting here in a Starfleet uniform, so there's something off up here. Help me out here with that one. How about this? U.S. spending on its interest now hits an all-time high as our budget deficit soars to nearly $700 billion. Well, that's bringing the Federal Reserve right to the forefront. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Now, a lot of you seem to believe this is a good thing, that, you know, President Trump's master plan is to borrow into oblivion, and then all of a sudden, you know, he'll let us in on his plan here that is being speculated on by, I don't know, a bunch of websites that are brainwashing people, because here's the effect right here. And this is what really prompted me to sit here, unshaven, on a Sunday, wearing a Starfleet uniform. Consumer debt yet again hit another record high. And what is the effect of this? More Americans are applying for bankruptcy or filing bankruptcy than we've ever seen. So how is, and it's actually hurting older Americans, which I found actually somewhat surprising, a little bit. I had to sit back and ponder it, why this would be affecting older Americans to such a degree. But understand, look, the system is toxic. You all know that. Some of you believe that this is a grand plan, but the grand plan thus far, 569 days into President Trump's presidency, is hurting the average guy and the average girl, and bringing world central banks, our central bank, the Fed, right to the top of that pyramid, like I've been explaining to you. And now we find out that the Treasury Department, his Treasury Department, is going to make it easier for these banks to pay less taxes. Well, like I said earlier, and there are some who are going to get their feelings hurt here, and frankly, I don't give a damn. Because if you sincerely believe that there is a grand plan here and Trump is playing 5D chess, you really should find a good psychiatrist to talk to. You can speculate and think all you want, but look at what's going on here. It is frankly unbelievable. Anyway, I hope you found some of this interesting. Because people, look, we have to stop this. I can't stress this enough. Candidate Trump, like I spoke about in a tweet I did, I think, yesterday, this guy had it right. He said that debts and deficits were out of control and promised to stop the madness then. He also made it as plain can be that he believed at that time that the Federal Reserve was rigging the market so President Obama would just look good. But how did this all just slip the mind of now President Trump? Candidate Trump was a completely different man than President Trump here. And yes, I will concede that he has done some good things for our country. But isn't that the job of the president? What has he done that's so special here? And if you look at what I just went over and just watch this video again, unless, you know, you don't want to hear these things because it's the truth, well, I don't know what to tell you then, but nothing here, especially that has developed over the last couple of days, on top of everything else that I've been discussing, is helping the average guy or the average girl, with bankruptcies now soaring, with consumer debt now at a new all-time record high, record high deficits, and now banks are going to get a break on their taxes. Well, if that sounds like a grand plan to you or 3D chess to you, you got a problem. See you tomorrow.
Woe to thee that spoileth, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealeth treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. This is what you see going on with America and her allies. This is what you see going on in the political arena and the economic arena. And this is what you see going on with these currency manipulations and depreciations, because there's a war going on. Most of you are unaware that World War III is underway. This is the war of Armageddon. All of what you see taking place right now has its root in the war of Armageddon. And now America is so tied into these other nations, when she does something, there's a great blowback effect to herself, right? To her allies. There's a great blowback effect to this. She must receive that of which she's given. You understand what I'm saying? So, the book says, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut and sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Now, what you see going on here is God breaking a bank. He's breaking a bank. The wealth that these white people are storing up, and I got to just be 100 about it, that's coming to you. The silver, that's coming to you. If you look in Scripture, look. And brothers and sisters, please do this. Don't be lazy. Do this. Go look at the history of Moses. And go and see what God told Moses to tell his people before they came out of Egypt. They went and borrowed gold and silver. Right? They went and did that. Because it was the time for them to come out. They had to be paid for the labor of their ancestors and for them. You understand? So God is breaking America's will. He's breaking her power right now. Right now. Oh, black man and black woman. It's something else when you can see these things. Let's go a little further. I mean, it's just something. The book says in Jeremiah, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and a delicate woman. The shepherds with their flock shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. What is he talking about? The next verse tells you what he means by shepherds pitching their tents around this woman or this daughter of Zion. It says, prepare ye war against her. And let us go up at noon. Woe unto us. For the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise. And let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. Look what's going on. Look what's going on. There's an economic war going on, and it is destroying the stability of the number one pillar of white supremacy, the number one pillar of American influence and American power. What is it? The dollar. Right? The U.S. dollar. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says, excessive use of dollar by U.S. can make others trade in national currencies, because she's pushing the nations to the brink. Right? Erdogan of Turkey says we're going to trade with our Eastern partners and our African partners in national currencies. Right? This is what's going on. This is death by a thousand cuts. This is bringing the empire to its knees. Right? Oh, do you understand, brothers and sisters? Listen, I'm talking to you to try to show you that what is going on here cannot be undone. This stuff has been ordained. This stuff must take place to free you. This must take place to free not just you, but the entire world from the grips of the Anglo. Because they're everywhere. The influence is everywhere now. And it must be removed. And how do you remove the influence? Right? You move the attraction of their power. You destroy their economies. You go to work and destroy their currencies, the value of their currencies. And you pitch them against one another in a trade war. Muhammad says, this is what is going on now. God goes to work to break their trade. This is what's going on, right? Huh? If they're having currency war, if they're sanctioning each other, if they're forming new alliances, what the hell is going on if it ain't the breaking of the trade of the whole world? You understand? Scripture. Again, dollar is being rejected and isolated. America is being rejected and isolated. The nations are jumping up against America. She's becoming more and more isolated. This is why we can go right back to the rise and fall of the Christian rest. It is in fall of America, and it's in the message to the black man. This is one of those chapters that you must read, okay? And to me, the first 2.5 paragraphs says it all. And notice the title, because the reason I want you to pay your close attention to these things, because sometimes things are strategically placed for you to ponder over, not just to look over and keep going, for you to give thought, to look into, to break down, you know, to analyze, and to weigh with the weight of truth. So in this book titled Message to the Black Man, as we talk about a fall of America that is taking place, it's a chapter titled Rise and Fall of the Christian West. Muhammad tells us, why did he call it the Christian West? Because the white man uses a filthy religion called Christianity, and he tries to shield himself behind that filthy religion that he named Christianity. But we, the Muslims, are the true Christians and the true followers of Christ, the Crusher. All right? So I want to get that out for you Christians who are listening. In reality, you coming home soon when you see what's coming on this beast, because this beast sees an unimaginable nightmare up there, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He knows he can't pay for his debt. He knows he can't pay his way in the future. He knows these things, and that's why he's setting the entire world in battle array, because he's saying, if I can't rule, I'm killing everybody. That's his mind. That's why he's deploying weapons. That's why he's thumping his chest. That's why he's provoking the nations to war. He wants any justification to light that match of war. You understand? So in this chapter, Rise and Fall of the Christian West, Messenger Elijah Muhammad writes, the fall of America is now visible and understandable. Stop right there. 10 years ago, 20 years ago when Elijah Muhammad was saying this, it wasn't as clear and understandable. So when he wrote this thing, he wrote this for a time when it would be clear and understandable. He foresaw something that the people sitting around him couldn't see. Because at the time, America was the dominant power. Her currency was accepted without argument. And no nation, large or small, would buck up against her openly for fear of imperial reprisal. So Muhammad is talking about a time, what time? The time that you see right now. Right? When her dollar is being discarded, when her influence is being shunned, when her comfort is being rejected, when her presence is being loathed internationally, and when her economy is in decline, right? The fall of America. What is the fall of America? Huh? We're going to tie this into something as I'm reading this, so that you can understand. See, I have to make you understand these things. Therefore, and Brother Jerry, I'll get you in the... Just keep your hand up, brother, okay? Let's go to page 87 again, to the decline of the dollar. Fall of America. We're tying this into this chapter. Then we're going to play some clips, and you're going to understand what is going on. And all of this is prophecy. This is God breaking Pharaoh's hand. This is God helping Moses and his people out of bondage. This is what's going on, black man and black woman. This is God breaking the international stranglehold that America and the Western world has on everybody. So listen, Muhammad says, and I'm not going through the first part of Decline of the Dollar. I'm down to paragraph 3 and 4. And it is very important because it ties right into rise and fall of America. And I mean, it's just coming to me, but you know how Allah leaves us on the air. So listen to this. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. Listen to this. This is the number one fall, and it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Stop right there. Rewind. But today, so it wasn't happening, it was underway as Muhammad was speaking, but it wasn't as clear as you can see it today. So he was talking about a time when it would be crystal clear. Right? And he says, but today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value of silver or gold. Stop right there. When Muhammad was saying this, what was Peter Schiff? What was Mark Farber? Huh? Well, where was Mr. Boom, Doom, and Gloom? Where were all these pundits that are now backing up what he said? When he talked about the destruction of the American dollar because it had no financial backing behind it. Now, everybody talks about it today, but Muhammad was talking about it when it was unfashionable to talk about it. He was giving you the gist of what to expect in this day and time. And we can truly say that he's right and exact because we're living in the exact day and hour, and we're seeing the decline of the dollar. We're seeing that all the people talking about fiat currency won't survive. We need sound backing, gold, silver, precious metals, all this investment in real estate. We need this to sustain ourselves. You hear the white man talking about it. You didn't hear him say that in 1970. You didn't hear him say it in the 60s. But Elijah Muhammad was telling you this. So did Elijah come over to them, or did they come over to Elijah Muhammad? Let's go to this because we got to tie this in, the message of the black man, and then we got to go to the line, then we got to go to the clip. So listen to what he says. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. So now we see that the currency is not being backed by silver or gold. What does this mean, Elijah Muhammad? This is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Stop right there. Now let's go over here to message to the black man, okay? And then we're going to play these clips to prove what Elijah Muhammad said, okay? The fall of America is now visible and understandable. Well, how do we understand it? Muhammad says that without the silver and gold, right, as the backing of the currency, he said that was the number one fall. So when we're looking at when Muhammad says this statement about the fall of America is now visible and understandable, he's showing you from a financial perspective and standpoint. Look at the dollar. Look at the economy. Look at what's going on. The fall of America is now visible and understandable. You can understand. You didn't understand it in the 70s, but you understand it in the 2018. Because it's so real, it's touching your pockets, touching your stomachs, touching your families, touching your bills. Inflation is screwing up. He says the fall of America is now visible and understandable not only in the eyes of the scholars and scientists, but in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Meaning that this stuff will start taking place and it will be so clear when you can't buy your food, when you can't get nothing, when your money don't go as far as it is, and you're working all week long just to pay on a bill and not to pay bills off. Even the poor man will be able to open up his eyes and say, something ain't right here. This is what Elijah Muhammad is telling you. So he says, long has Allah been gradually, right, moving the power. Listen to me good. Listen closely. He says, long has Allah, meaning that as he was speaking, it had been underway. But when it became visibly and understandably clear for us, it's up to the day. Because that work had to